local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Yes, it is Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. It is usually with Joe and Austin, but Joe's out for the next couple of days. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Joe. And, of course, we still have Austin running everything as always. 65 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high, low tonight of about 59. And then tomorrow, chance of thunderstorms. So just a heads up right there, some rain is headed our direction. Top three stories here. What appears to be good news pertaining to the economy. The number of Americans who applied for unemployment benefits last week fell slightly to 210,000. And that continues to show a surprising low level of layoffs in the economy. However, skeptics claim that the number of people in the workforce has dropped, though, so we are not getting a full picture of the economy. Lawmakers have unveiled a $1.2 trillion spending package. And it's ahead of a government shutdown deadline, which is tomorrow at 11:59 p.m. Both Republicans and Democrats are eager to try to pass the bill so they can head off for their two-week recess and begin campaigning in what will probably be a contentious election. Now, Florida Senator Marco Rubio told the Independent, quote, "It's full of earmarks. That's the problem I have." He continued on, "I think Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins has done an extraordinary job. It could have been a lot worse, but you know, it's always problematic because people around here are pigs and they just can't help themselves and just fill it with a bunch of crap," end quote. Former President Trump could see some of his New York assets seized if he doesn't meet Monday's deadline to pay a $464 million bond in his civil fraud case. Trump's Seven Springs golf course and his private estate in Westchester County are at risk as state attorneys entered judgments earlier this month. The former president said he'd have to force the sale of some of his properties at fire sale prices in order to post the bond, unless he's able to convince an appeals court to let him post a smaller amount until he appeals the decision. Now, I've had a few people telling me, how can that be? He's a billionaire. Why would he have to sell properties? Well, that's because you don't understand. He doesn't have $1 billion in cash. He's right. He's not a billionaire in liquid assets. It's all in hard assets. And so he doesn't have $464 million just laying around in his couch cushions. Right. So you'd have to sell properties in order to come up with that kind of dough. So, those are your top three stories. Let's get some local headlines, Austin.
Well, let's see. We'll start with last week. We got word that a Pensacola police officer was hurt in a crash on Bayou Boulevard. That happened when a vehicle crossed the road and smashed into a patrol car that was in the turning lane near Buffalo Wild Wings. The officer was taken to the hospital to have his leg checked out after the crash. PPD spokesman Mike Wood says the driver of the other vehicle's toxicology report hasn't come back yet. He says that when DUI suspects are evaluated at a hospital, things are often done differently, and sometimes it can take a while to get the results.
We're learning more about Escambia County's plans to put lifeguards on Perdido Key this year. Of course, last year there was a fatal drowning in April, so since then they've been trying to come up with a plan. The public safety director, Eric Gilmore, tells News Radio they have planned to hire three lifeguards that are going to work four public beach accesses at the Key.
Because the accesses are so limited and we don't have the entire stretch of the beach like we do at Pensacola Beach where we can just go up and down the beach in a truck, we do have enough vehicles at Pensacola Beach to take a vehicle and put it on the Key. So we'll put three people, two in the lifeguard stand at access two. And then we'll put one in a truck roving from 1, 3, and 4.
All right. So I guess they're wanting to cover, they're basically looking to have enough people to cover Pensacola Beach, the National Seashore, and Perdido Key without having to pull staff from anywhere else. So
doesn't sound
we'll
easy.
Have to see what happens with all that. So there's basically two at the lifeguard stand, one person roving between the four total locations. So see what happens with it.
6:15, we'll get a quick check of the roads and weather. This Traffic and Weather Together update is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Eat healthier with Fresh from Florida. There's sunshine in every bite. Let's see, taking a quick look at the roads here. A lot of the traffic issues we were dealing with, as they typically do at this hour, have died down. May still have a little bit of congestion if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards 9 Mile. And we do have some still if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River towards downtown Milton. Outside of that, though, there does not appear to be much that's going to hold you up for too long. As for the weather in Pensacola, it's 63 degrees right now. And I recently took a walk outside to put something in my truck when I went outside. It feels very nice out there. Overcast skies, going to have some showers maybe come in later on tonight if it hasn't already started in some areas, just a slight drizzle. But tomorrow the rain is going to increase and make for a pretty sappy Friday. However, the weekend's going to make up for it in droves because Saturday and Sunday is going to be a pair of beautiful days, highs into low 70s with some chillier evenings. So enjoy this quote-unquote spring weather while you got it, people. Trust me.
That's right. And some other local news for you here. The Blues are back in town. That means you're likely to see them in the skies above Pensacola as they practice for the air show season. Of course, their practice dates have been announced already as well, the first being next week. This year, the flight line viewing area behind Naval Aviation Museum is also available. And there's open bleacher seating for up to 500 people, and chairs can be rented for $6. The Blues practice begins at 10:30. For a complete list of practice dates, go check out our website, newsradio923.com.
And Escambia County Animal Welfare, I tripped over that last hour. Animal welfare, words are tough. Officers were called to rescue an injured bald eagle this week. Officers say the bird hit a window at a home on Pinewood Lane. Initially, residents reported the incident as an injured hawk. Responding officers took the bird to the wildlife sanctuary in Northwest Florida for veterinary care, and they're reportedly hoping to rehab it. The eagle is believed to be a juvenile female, probably pointing to the misconception with a hawk. There's no word on the eagle's current condition, but wildlife officers said it appeared more alert after being taken to the sanctuary.
Yeah, this is it's kind of an interesting one, getting a bald eagle hitting your window. Following the news last week, the Mobile plans to build a new $300 million civic center. Escambia County leaders say they've got discussions of their own pertaining to the Pensacola Bay Center.
We've had a couple of meetings reviewing some of the options that we have available to us. There's like three or four options. We're looking at something maybe in the middle that would increase revenue, increase seating capacity.
All right, that's County Administrator Wes Moreno saying, looking at the middle option. So it's not the Lamborghini plan, it's not the Yugo plan, just something in the middle. And he says it could be funded with the tourist development tax dollars and keep Pensacola competitive. As you know, a few years ago, they were talking about demolishing the Pensacola Bay Center in order to possibly build a parking garage. There was also discussion about making a field house type of a place. Yeah. So there's all kinds of discussion. Then they end up landing the SBC tournament, which pretty much saved the Bay Center. I think there's 1 year left on that contract. And then, either way, it still needs to be improved in order to keep up with trends of other areas and things like that in order to have more events there and stuff. So it'd be interesting to see what that middle plan is that Wes Moreno was talking about.
Absolutely. And Impact 100 will be giving out $1.2 million in grants this year. The philanthropic women's organization announced yesterday that they have a new record of over 1,200 members this year. Each member donates $1,000 to fund the grants, which are then awarded to area nonprofit organizations in five areas. These areas include arts, culture and history, education, environment and recreation, family, health and wellness, you name it, they got it. The organization is holding a free workshop for groups interested in applying for grant funding. That's going to be held on April 18th at the Brownsville Community Center.
Governor DeSantis, we have an update on bills that he signed. Vice President Kamala Harris coming to Florida. That and more coming up next right here on Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Exciting news! The data revolution is on the rise once again. Data Revolution is seeking a second-tier engineer with at least 2 to 3 years of experience in IT, networks, voice over IP, and cybersecurity. Data Revolution's competitive salary is based on experience, and their comprehensive benefit packages include a medical stipend, matching 401k, flexible work hours, starting with 3 weeks of PTO, 10 paid holidays, profit sharing, and more. This is not remote or work from home. To learn more about this opportunity, send your resume to resume@datarevs.com.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked extensively about the new anti-public camping ordinance that the governor signed into law yesterday, what that will mean for our local homeless population, and is it appropriate? We also talked with Eric Gilmore, the public safety director in Escambia County, about staffing lifeguards to Perdido Key Beach and the new ambulances that they've got in with the Blue Angels logos on them. And I tried my best to clarify the whole tax owed issue with the Escambia Children's Trust, the county, and the CRA. Listen to the podcast on newsradio923.com.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Joe. We've got your full March Madness update coming up here after the half-hour news for you. Covenant Care's Art of Fashion show is coming up. This year is the Parisian Escape. It's going to be Thursday, April 4th, and it's going to be Tres Chic. Sorry. Get your tickets to this fashion soiree for a cause that features local boutiques and familiar model faces. Your $100 ticket includes entry to the pre-party, the after party, the fashion show, 2 drink vouchers, and hors d'oeuvres. Invite your friends, pick out your City of Love inspired outfit, and we'll see you on the runway to support the mission of Covenant Care Foundation. Get more details and tickets on our website, newsradio923.com. Got your state headlines, including bills that Governor DeSantis has signed and Vice President Kamala Harris coming to visit the state of Florida coming up in a second. But first, let's get traffic and weather together on the fives.
Thank you very much, Bobby. Let's see what we got here. We'll start with Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest towards 9 Mile, we've still got some minor issues in that area. And still got some backups if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River trying to get into downtown Milton. Outside of that, though, the evening traffic is typically pretty smooth. Right now appears to be no exception. So if you're dealing with issues wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long. As for the weather, it's about 63 degrees in Pensacola at this moment. Going to have some slight chances of showers as we get further into tonight. And then tomorrow, and those showers are going to linger for a bit, but it's okay. On the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, we've got beautiful skies with highs in the low 70s and some of the chillier evenings. So this is about as spring of weather as we're going to get. If you're going to enjoy the outdoorsiness anytime soon, this weekend might be when to do it, Bobby.
Governor DeSantis has signed several bills aimed at improving health care and increasing the size of Florida's health workforce. The bills expand training programs, offers loans to encourage health business innovators, and create new teaching hospitals in the behavioral health field. Governor DeSantis hopes the bills will make it easier to institutionalize individuals with serious mental health problems. The bills are part of the Live Healthy package sponsored by the Senate President Kathleen Pasadomo.
And Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Parkland Saturday, touring the Barjory Stoneman Douglas High School campus before the building is demolished this summer. Gun control activist and father Fred Gutenberg says he wants Harris to see how the design of the school played a role in making the massacre worse. He will then show the vice president He will then show the vice president the new building with enhanced safety measures like bulletproof glass, recessed windows, and self-locking doors. Harris will also attend a roundtable with families who lost loved ones in the 2018 mass shooting.
A proposal to lower Florida Power and Light utility bills is expected to get approval in less than 2 weeks. Members of the State Public Service Commission recommended approval of the request earlier today, and if approved at the April 2nd meeting, customers would start noticing the impacts between May and December. The move is in response to lower-than-expected fuel costs and is expected to save residents more than $660 million.
And a South Florida police chief is temporarily off the job. The city of Margate launched a private investigation into Chief Joseph Galaska a few months ago after he was accused of sending inappropriate text messages about a female officer. The officer says the texts damaged her reputation and created a hostile work environment. I don't doubt it. Police union voted no confidence in Galaska last week, calling on him to resign. And at yesterday's meeting, a city commission agreed to place him on a 6-month probation, cut his pay, and require him to go through new training.
Homeland Security agents are leading an investigation at a Northwest Florida home. An armored truck was parked outside the property in Jacksonville's Maxville neighborhood off County Road 217 earlier this morning. Multiple agencies, including Florida Highway Patrol, were at the scene. Homicide detectives were also at the home, but this time it's unclear exactly what is under investigation from Homeland Security.
And keeping with the Jacksonville area, two men are facing charges in connection to a deadly armed robbery in Jacksonville last month. Police say that 28-year-old Lloyd Burgess was found dead on the city's west side near Lane Avenue South on February 27th. Burgess was reportedly killed while trying to rob someone with two other suspects. Those men, identified as Darius Person and Gabriel Woods, were arrested earlier this week, and they have each been charged with murder.
We had 3 March Madness upsets so far, and yes. 2 other ones very close that occurred. We've got a couple other games underway right now. We'll give you a full March Madness update here in about 15 minutes. Right after our news update here at the bottom of the hour. It's 65 degrees here in the Pensacola area now as the temperature is starting to drop just a little bit. We should get down to about a low of 59. I think, as you stated, Austin, earlier, spring-like weather is what we're having here.
About as spring-like as it's going to be, at least.
Exactly, about as spring-like as it's going to be. And then tomorrow, light thunderstorms and rain. We'll have some a little bit windy tomorrow morning. It's going to be by 10 a.m. around 18-mile-an-hour winds. Mm. So it'll be a little bit windy tomorrow as well. So just be prepared for all of that. And then coming up here after our news, we'll have our top 3 stories. Then we'll get into your sports, where we'll cover full March Madness, and then we'll get into some national headlines as well. So that and more coming up right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, depend. Oh, and by the way, if you want to text in, 850-437-1620. That's 850-437-1620. All right, coming up next, March Madness update on News Radio 923. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Jack Callahan. Congress now considering a $1.2 trillion spending package to avert a potential government shutdown tomorrow night. Texas Republican Congressman Chip Roy says it's not fiscally responsible.
This bill spends at a higher level than Nancy Pelosi. This bill continues the regulatory assault on American hard workers through the climate agenda by the radical progressive Democrats, and we do nothing to seriously unwind it.
The package includes half of the appropriations bills for the fiscal year that's already nearly half over. Indicted New Jersey Democrat Senator Robert Menendez announcing an unusual re-election strategy.
I will not file for the Democratic primary this June. I am hopeful that my exoneration will take place this summer and allow me to pursue my candidacy as an independent Democrat in the general election.
Menendez has been indicted on federal bribery and conspiracy charges. America is listening to Fox News.
Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. It's official. The Justice Department, together with 16 states and the District of Columbia, has sued Apple, saying its iPhone ecosystem is a monopoly that drove its astronomical valuation at the expense of consumers, developers, and rival smartphone makers. In the suit, Justice claims the tech giant has violated antitrust laws with practices intended to keep customers reliant on iPhones and less likely to switch to a competing device. Apple disagrees with the allegations and plans to fight the charges. Apple shares today slid 4.1%. Southwest Airlines says the union, covering nearly 18,000 ramp operations, provisioning, and cargo agents, has ratified a new five-year collective bargaining agreement. The carrier said the new labor contract includes pay increases, a bonus, and investments toward company-paid maternity and parental leaves. Stocks rose again today. The major indexes notching fresh closing highs for a second straight session. The S&P up 16. The Dow Industrials leaped 269. That's Your Money Now.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs at the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Join the thousands of recyclers who strive to eliminate recycling contamination every day by following the Core Four. The Core 4 includes glass containers, plastics 1 and 2, cardboard and mixed paper, and metal cans. Remember, if you're not sure if an item can be recycled, think, when in doubt, throw it out and put it in your garbage can instead of recycling. Visit ecua.fl.gov for more information. That's ecua.fl.gov. And thank you for being ECUA's recycling partner.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by LL Flooring. LL Flooring, every step covered. The NCAA tournament is underway. This year, I have Greg McDermott's Creighton team making it to the Final Four, where they'll lose to Reed Shepard and the Kentucky Wildcats. However, John Calipari won't win a second national championship trophy because UConn will take down Arizona in the Final Four and then defeat Kentucky in the championship game. And back-to-back titles for the Huskies will make Danny Hurley the new face of college basketball. I'm Zach Gelb.
At LL Flooring, we've been a trusted partner to pros for over 30 years. With over 400 nationwide warehouses full of in-stock, job-ready inventory, you'll get what you need. And our exclusive pro pricing means that pros never pay retail. Because at LL Flooring, all we do is floors, so we're going to do it right. Sign up for a free pro account today to start getting pro benefits. LL Flooring, every step covered.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Zhang's optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see here, looking at traffic, there has not been much to report about on the roads. We did have some minor congestion still if you were traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards 9 Mile. But a lot of those backups have seemingly died down. Also had some on Caroline Street if you were traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River trying to get into downtown Milton. But it seems like the congestion in both of those areas have died down completely, if not predominantly so. So you should not have much that's going to hold you up for too long, at least currently. As for the weather, let's see. It is about 63 degrees in Pensacola currently. As we get into tonight, we're going to have some slight chances of showers that are going to give you some grief. Not only that, but as we get into Friday, the rain chances are going to greatly improve, and in a bad way. Friday is going to be kind of sappy, I'm not going to lie. Then as we get into the weekend, it's going to be Saturday and Sunday, and very beautiful days there. Clearer skies, highs in the low 70s, and some chillier evenings. I would call this spring weather, if a Floridian has ever even experienced that. So I would say, even though I'm not an outdoorsy person, go out there and enjoy this weather while we have it. Let's see, looking at some national headlines just real quickly here. The U.S. is pushing for a ceasefire agreement in the Israel-Hamas war. While speaking from Cairo, Egypt today, Secretary of State Antony Blinken told reporters a proposal for a ceasefire with the release of hostages held by Hamas is on the table. He added that Hamas has responded to that deal and gaps in negotiations are narrowing. And the plan includes surging humanitarian aid into Gaza, which is experiencing acute levels of food insecurity. Blinken is set to visit Israel on Friday. Bobby, what else is going on in the national headlines, sir?
So in other national headlines, we've got, well, actually, I got some of the top trending stuff going on here. So Shohei Ohtani, the baseball player.
Yes.
He's always been looked at like he's this perfect individual, right? I mean, he pitches, he hits, he does great, everything great.
Does no
wrong.
Well,
apparently his interpreter and his close friend were fired by the Dodgers over illegal gambling and theft. Oh, boy.
Yes.
His interpreter was let go from the team following reports from the Los Angeles Times and ESPN about his alleged ties to an illegal bookmaker and debts well over $1 million. The team was in Seoul, Korea this past week as Ohtani made his Dodgers debut, and Mizuhara, who is his interpreter, was in the dugout during its season opening win over San Diego. So, some other news. Prince Harry says tabloids intercepted phone calls of his mother, late Princess Diana, and their father. He alleges the publisher, The Sun, unlawfully intercepted phone calls between them. And so he basically, the courts are looking to expand privacy invasion lawsuit that he's implemented. So we'll see what goes down with that. Let's move on over to sports here. Three upsets on the day so far. How's this doing? What's this doing to your bracket thus far?
Okay. So my play-in games from the past couple days, because I insisted on predicting those, I did horrible. I was like right on one of four. Today, I think the only game I've been wrong on is Duquesne and BYU. Duquesne's in 11. They beat 60 to BYU by four. I think I've been right on everything else. And right now the games going on are Texas beating Colorado State 27 to 11. I guess I'm half wrong on that because I didn't even have Colorado State making this game. But I did have Texas losing to Virginia, so whatever. Oakland and Kentucky, though, I have Kentucky winning this one for obvious reasons. Kentucky's only up 13 to 11, about a quarter of the way into the game, though. So we got a decent game there, yeah.
Yeah, should have a tip-off any minute now between number 2 seed Iowa State and South Dakota State. That game will be on True TV. And Gonzaga against McNeese is tipping off within the next 10 minutes as well. Some of the other games from earlier today, the upsets was technically an upset, but kind of not. Like, I think a lot of people expected Michigan State to beat Mississippi State, so even though they were lower seed. Come on, it's Michigan State. So Michigan State did crush Mississippi State, though, 69-51. Creighton beat Akron 77-60. Arizona beat Long Beach State 85-65, which right after the game, Long Beach State's head coach was fired.
Are you
serious?
He
was fired right after.
He was fired.
Did you hear about that?
No.
Yeah, he was fired, yeah.
Oh, come on.
There's been stuff where apparently he hasn't been paid for weeks and all kinds of stuff. Like, he's been vocal about his mistreatment from the team, from the school. And
you talk about the little guy too much. Get out of here. Come on. After they to the tournament. That's insane.
Yeah, so he's that makes, hey, March Madness, right?
Yes. That is March furiousness for sure. Yeah. Yeah,
that's right. So Long Beach, yeah, so he was fired right after it. By the way, the athletic director, who's obviously the one that fired him, the athletic director is taking credit for Long Beach State making it to the tournament. He's saying the coach didn't have anything to do with that. That was me.
So it's like it's like that Jerry Krause situation in Chicago. I believe that was his name. Was it Jerry? Whatever. But he always wanted credit for the Bulls' success, and it sounds like that's the AD here.
That's kind of what's going on right here. Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Also, other games earlier today, Illinois beat Morehead State, and Oregon was the other big upset. They beat South Carolina 87-73. What else we got going on in sports?
Well, let's see. We've got getting underway at it got underway at 6 o'clock. We had the other half of the women's first four. Last night, Vanderbilt beat Columbia, and who was it? Let's see here. Who was it yesterday? Presbyterian beat Sacred Heart. Forgive me for that. The other half begun tonight at 6 o'clock with 11 seeds Arizona and Auburn. Arizona is currently up 20-10 on Auburn. 6 minutes left in the first half there. That's going to be followed by 16 seeds UT Martin and Holy Cross at 8. You can catch both of those games on ESPN2. Also later on tonight, we've got at 9:30 on ESPN Kraken at Golden Knights. That's some NHL action. Yeah, the Seattle Kraken, youngest NHL franchise, facing the second youngest, the Vegas Golden Knights, who are also the defending Stanley Cup champions. And then we've got just a headline looking back at women's basketball really quick. Miami Hurricanes head coach Katie Meyer is retiring after 19 seasons. In her time with the Canes, she led them to 10 appearances in the NCAA tournament. But she's not done with the university entirely, though. She's going to continue working as a special advisor and ambassador for the athletic department. And hopefully she will treat coaches better than Long Beach State in whatever power she has in that. Just about 6:45 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Doesn't appear to be much going on the roads. As I said in our last update, we had some issues on Pine Forest Road and Caroline Street, but those appear to have cleared out. So if you're dealing with problems wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long. And then looking at the weather, it's about 63 degrees in Pensacola. And then we're going to have some showers increasing throughout the night into Friday. And then on Saturday, the skies are going to clear up, and it's going to be some beautiful weather, highs in low 70s, and the lows being pretty chilly, low 40s on Saturday night and low 50s on Sunday night.
Apple under the crosshairs of the Justice Department once again. The Justice Department announced sweeping antitrust lawsuit against Apple. They're accusing them of engineering an illegal monopoly in smartphones. It boxes out competitors, stifles innovation, and keeps prices artificially high. It was filed with 16 state attorneys, and it's just an example of aggressive antitrust enforcement by an administration that also has taken on Google, Amazon, and other tech giants with the aim of making digital universe more fair, innovative, and competitive. So we'll have to see what goes down with that. This is one I got to disagree with.
Really?
Because usually the Justice Department, I'm like, yeah, that's antitrust, but their argument on antitrust here is that they made it to where it was too hard to leave their device. Well, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
But the reason why it made it too hard to leave the device is because it works so well with other Apple products. So Apple products all work with each other. Google does the same thing. Google makes it so all their products work with each other, right?
Yeah.
So I loved forever being able to, I can get text on my Mac computer. I can have a website open on Safari on my iPhone, and then put it onto my Mac computer easily, like exchange between the two. I'm able to have different things from my Apple TV that goes onto my phone, that goes onto my computer, that goes onto my HomePods. I'm like, I love the synergy of everything. So
it does make it more convenient.
Yeah, it's very convenient. I feel like that's a hard argument from the Justice Department. Go, well, you make it to where it's too hard because your devices don't work with other devices. Like, yeah, it's the Apple network, just like Google has their network and Amazon's creating their network. You know, so
yeah, I play video games on my computer and I hooked up a PS5 controller. My computer didn't know what to do with it. It's like because it's a different company, different system. It's like, so it is kind of difficult to work with those sometimes. Also here, the fast food chain Sonic is offering a new treat in celebration of next month's solar eclipse. The company is planning to introduce their blackout slush float next Monday. They described the drink as a black-colored slush that mixes dragon fruit and cotton candy flavors. It's topped with whipped cream and sprinkles and comes with a free pair of eclipse glasses, according to restaurant officials. So if you like slushies and eclipses that can damage your eyes, you might want to try that out.
A federal appeals court has ordered the judge who oversaw the Boston Marathon bomber's trial. This would be Jokhar Tsarnaev, if you remember him. They wanted to investigate the defense's claims of juror bias and determine whether his death sentence should stand. Yeah, he killed a bunch of people with a pressure cooker. Yeah,
a terrorist attack. Yes,
I don't care. Like, if there's jurors, of course there's juror bias. He killed a bunch of Americans.
You can't have an unbiased pool.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, are you kidding me?
The Boston-based first U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals did not throw out his death sentence on Thursday, but they want an investigation into it. Defense lawyers had pushed that while claiming bias by two people who sat on the jury that convicted him for his role, the appeals court found that the trial judge did not adequately probe his claims and sent the case back to the judge for a new investigation. So we'll have to see what goes on with that. Crazy.
Prolonging the inevitable for sure.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. Yeah.
More viewers are turning on streaming services for entertainment, news, and sports. This isn't a surprise if you know where streaming has been heading. According to a new Nielsen report called The Gauge, February streamer viewership was at its highest in 6 months. It found that over a third of all TV viewership is on streaming platforms. That's compared to just 27% on cable and 23% on broadcast. That's, that 37% share of streaming service watchers is the highest since August of 2023.
What's your go-to streaming platform?
Mine's YouTube TV. I don't know about
YouTube
you.
YouTube TV?
Yes.
Do you do the YouTube Live, the full
no.
thing, or you just...
Oh, well, wait. When you say live, you mean like just live television?
No, no. YouTube Red or whatever it is.
Oh, no. Like, I don't
know. The subscription. The subscription version of YouTube.
No, my family uses YouTube TV, and I mean, I don't really watch TV horrendously often, so I'm just watching sports whenever they're in season, like currently. So, okay. But outside of that, I don't do much. What about you?
It's mix between, so I rotate my subscriptions,
right?
Like between the Disney, the one I always keep is Disney Plus, Hulu, ESPN Plus. Like that's always
good
kept,
bundle. Yeah.
No matter what. Yeah. That bundle. And so usually I'm going to watch stuff on Hulu or in ESPN and Disney Plus, but then I rotate stuff and I always keep Apple TV Plus. It's $5 a month and their programs, everything I've seen on there is tremendous. Everything. Even if I don't necessarily like it, it's tremendous programming. So like, I'm like, man,
even when I hate it, I love it. Yeah. I got
it. Yeah. I was like, that made me uncomfortable, but that was very well done. You know, it's something like that, you know, like I just finished watching their Masters of the Air series. Oh my gosh. It's amazing.
I've heard
of
it.
It's as good as Band of Brothers was. It's so good. And so like everything they do. So I got like those two are my set. And then I just rotate between like Peacock. I'll do that for a few months. Then I'll drop that one and pick up Paramount and then drop that one and pick up Max and then drop that one. And I just kind of rotate through those. Oh, and I also keep Prime because I use Amazon Prime's, you know, delivery service.
Yeah,
so
the shopping,
I get
yeah.
the Prime. So that's my set ones are Prime, the Disney bundle thing with Hulu and ESPN and Plus, and then Apple TV Plus. Those are my core, and then I rotate the other ones.
Oh,
so,
okay.
In fact, but I haven't had Netflix since there was this scandal like 3-4 years ago where they had this show where it sexualized little girls.
And oh, the whole thing Cuties. Was supposed to, like, is what I think it was called.
Yeah, that's it. Cuties. Yeah. 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 So ever since that, I dropped Netflix. I haven't had them since. And so I know I'm missing some stuff, some good shows or whatever on Netflix, but I'm like, eh, it's okay. There's enough entertainment out there. I'll be fine.
Yeah.
So, coming up here next, we'll give you another March Madness update, plus some wacky, crazy stories, good news stories as well for you. This is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Joe right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event, and Feedmore Imports is offering low APR rates to help celebrate. How low? How about 0% for 60 months on all 2024 Tiguan models? Or take $2,000 in customer cash and 1.9% for 60 months on all 2024 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport models. Or take $3,000 in customer cash. It's time to celebrate and get behind the wheel of a Volkswagen SUV or crossover today. There's plenty to go around, but with rates like these, they may not be around for long. And don't forget about the 2024 Jetta, Golf GTI, and Golf R. They're all available, too, at Feedmore Imports. Celebrate the Volkswagen 75th anniversary sales event at Feedmore Imports today. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit to PCI. Must take delivery by April 30th, 2024. See dealer for details.
Celebrate Easter together with the help of Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. At Costello's, you'll find a variety of prime rib, lamb, beef tenderloins, and hams. From the best steak cuts to exotic meats, Costello's has it all for a happy Easter. You'll find a great selection of wine specials, cannoli trays, pies, cheesecake, and more. From Boar's Head Deli Meats, free lunches for the kiddos, and the Italian family hospitality, it's only at Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. A great place to meet up and wine all you want on the west side of Pensacola.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line, every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin, 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
With Joe and Austin, I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Joe as he's out for a couple of days. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. The Leadership Pensacola Class of 2024 is helping Valerie's House. Valerie's House is a special place that helps children and families work through the loss of a loved one together, ensuring no child will have to grieve alone. The LEAP class is helping redo the grounds of the house. Make a donation or find out more at newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com. Get your March Madness update here in a couple of seconds. But first, let's get traffic and weather together on the fives.
Thank you very much, Bobby. Let's see. One last traffic and weather update for you tonight before we send you on your way. And it's anticlimactic, but that's a good thing. Looking around here, there does not appear to be much congestion on the roads that's going to hold you up for too long. So if you're still on the roads heading home, you should have smooth sailing doing that. As for the weather, it's about 63 degrees in Pensacola currently. A slight chance of showers tonight. And as we get into Friday, it's going to be kind of rainy, but that's okay. Because as we get into the weekend, those are the important days. As we get in there, it's going to be sunny weather, beautiful skies with highs in the low 70s and some more chillier evenings. So beautiful spring weather for Saturday and Sunday. Day there, Bobby.
So March Madness update. Here's some of the earlier scores from today. So Michigan State ended up upsetting Mississippi State 69-51. That was a big one. And then we have Duquesne upsetting BYU 71-67. The other upset was number 11 Oregon beating number 6 seed South Carolina 87-73. We almost had an upset with Nevada. They were leading the entire game until the very end.
When it matters most.
And then Dayton ended up winning at the last minute 63-60. That was a close one. North Carolina crushed Wagner. Illinois crushed Morehead State. Arizona crushed Long Beach State. And right after that win, or right after that loss for Long Beach State, the athletic director fired the head coach. A little drama going over there with Long Beach State. And then Creighton beat Akron 77-60. Now, going on right now, at halftime, Texas is beating Colorado State 27-11. Then Kentucky is getting beat right now by 3 points with 6.5 minutes left in the first half. So a little upset brewing right there. Now, I'm sure the second half will come out and crush Oakland, but who knows? It is March Madness. Now, speaking of crushing, Iowa State. What the what? This is only 7 minutes into this game. 7 minutes into the game. Iowa yes. State's already beating South Dakota State 22-7.
Well, Iowa State plays in the Big 12. It's a deep conference. They're a 2 seed. It's expected.
That's still. Come on, 22-7.
That's rough.
They're not letting up on the Jackrabbits at all. And then Gonzaga is beating McNeese 11-6. So that's your March Madness updates right there going on. Well, let's get some pop culture stories. What do we got going on in pop culture?
Well, let's see. A woman who inspired love songs by Eric Clapton and then husband George Harrison of the Beatles has put love letters from Clapton up for auction. Patty Boyd is her name. She was married to Harrison from 66 to 77 and was the inspiration for the Beatles' Harrison-penned song, Something. Clapton, who fervently tried to entice Boyd away from Harrison, wrote the songs Layla and Wonderful Tonight for her. In a New York Times interview, Boyd revealed the content of some of Clapton's love letters, including a 1971 one that said, "If you don't want me, please break the spell that binds me." Quite romantic. The love letters are coming or are among 111 lots in the Patty Boyd collection that that are coming to auction on Christie's. The online auction ends early Friday.
Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly. There's been rumors, so they've been dating since 2020. They got engaged in 2022. Then rumors started popping up of a breakup in 2023. And now there's been even more rumors that their engagement is over. And now it's been confirmed that they are living separately. So if you're one of those who thinks you got a chance with Megan Fox, there you go. There's now you got now just no, you don't have a chance.
And I know
I'm not sure if you want that chance anyway. She does seem a little bit kooky.
She's odd. But the rift between her and Machine Gun Kelly, as we found out, has kept you up at night, Bobby. I'm so sorry that I had to break that news to you on the script
sure.
here.
Yeah.
The first trailer is being released for Harold and the Purple Crayon. The film is an adaptation from a children's book of the same name. It follows a man named Harold who can create worlds using his imagination and a purple crayon, apparently. The cast includes Zachary Levi, Zooey Deschanel, Lil Rel Howery, and Ravi Patel. Kind of rhymed. Harold and the Purple Crayon hits theaters on August 2nd.
Initially, I was like, this sounds lame. But then you said Zachary Levi's in it and Zooey Deschanel, and I'm like, oh, okay, now
big
I'm
names,
interested.
Yeah.
Yeah, big names. Those are good ones. So, all right. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Joe, and I'll be back again tomorrow for you as well. And we appreciate you guys joining us here. Appreciate your text that rolled in, and we'll be back again tomorrow giving you some more March Madness updates as well. This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You guys have a great night. Bye-bye.